the early Christian period, from the 4th to the early 7th century. The penetration and strengthening of Christianity in the Roman province of Dalmatia is confirmed as early as the second half of the 3rd century. This was the time of the prohibition and banishment of members of the Christian communities. From the time of the Emperor Constantine the Great and the Edict of Milan in 1313 AD, religious equality existed in the Roman Empire. The Emperor Theodosius, in 380 AD, issued a decree in which all members of the empire were obliged to become Christian. With this, paganism was banished, and temples, statues, and other cult objects were destroyed. The new religious centre became part of the Roman living area, alongside today's parish complex. Excavating south from the church of St. Anselm, an area of Christian settlement was discovered, dating back to late ancient Enona. Members of the cult met in private houses, which were adapted to the new liturgical service. The numerous glass and ceramic objects found on these locations are witness to their use. What particularly stand out are various glass drinking vessels, and especially the lamps in the shape of a funnel and little bowls. Objects used in everyday life were discovered, such as dishes, jugs, pots, amphorae, and coins. These objects confirm the trade and traffic connections between the Dalmatian area and Mediterranean countries. At the time of the Byzantine Emperor Justinian I, 527 to 565, there was a new direction in church building. In Enona, a new church was then built on the place of today's parish church. In this way, with the old oratory, a complex of dual churches was established. Not far from the described complex, the Basilica of St. Mary was built and furnished. In the port of Nin near Zaton, the Church of St. Andrew was built. In this way, Enona developed into a real Christian centre, which functioned like a city parish with accompanying settlements. It had its archpriest, which came under the Zadar bishop.